بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Previously we discussed the tarjuma and the translation of Surah Fatiha. From today we will begin the translation of Surah Al-Ikhlas. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد. The reason being that this basic surahs we are reciting daily in Salah, to learn the translation so that to a certain extent we may keep our concentration in Salah. Every person has his complaint that to keep concentration in Salah is very difficult. My mind wanders, especially when it comes to the silent, the inaudible namazes, the Zuhur Salah, the Asr Salah. Many people ask the question also, in Zuhur Salah, Asr Salah, do I read any Qirat? When it comes to Qirat in namaz, in all, this is regards to the Hanafi Madhab, when it comes to Qirat in namaz, only the Imam Sahib will recite Qirat. Whether it be Zuhar, Asr, the Muqtadi, the person behind the Imam, will remain totally silent. If he starts Salah with the Imam, together with the Imam Takbir al-Tahrima, he will say Allahu Akbar, Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik, he will recite his dua. After the dua, wa tabarak ismuka wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk, there's no a'udhu, there's no bismillah. He will remain completely silent thereafter. Imam Sahib will recite the rest of it, a'udhu, bismillah, surah Fatiha and surah. So behind the imam, there is no qirat for the follower at all. Unless he missed a rakat, when he stands up, then he will recite qirat. So inaudible namazes, is no qirat for the muqtadi. When he comes to the maghrib, isha, and the fajr also, only the imam sahib will recite. Thereafter, the muqtadi will only recite behind the imam takbirs to go into ruku, to go into sujood. And subhana rabbi al-azim, subhana rabbi al-a'la, at-tahiyyat, durud sharif, durud ibrahim, and dua. So this is regards to namaz. So you're speaking about keeping concentration in namaz. You say khushu and khudu, devotion, concentration, how do I keep my mind? One of the ways ulama explain is to learn that the translation of the surahs we recite commonly in namaz. Surah Fatiha we discussed. So today we'll begin with Surah Al-Ikhlas. A person, even in inaudible namazes, behind the Imam Sahib, ulama explain that a person can ponder over the meaning of the surahs. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, in his mind he can recite the surah in his mind without moving the tongue and ponder over the meaning just to keep his concentration in namaz. So here Surah Al-Ikhlas, as we all know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ. Commonly we find in Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. قُلْ basically comes from the root قَالَ يَقُولُ, to say. So قُلْ all my Nabi, say to the people. Now the Quran Sharif is an ocean. This is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just these two letters, qala or qaf and the lam, kul, the meaning can be so in depth, depending on the person's iman, the nur of ilm a person Allah ta'ala has given him. Mufassirin have written different tafasir, commentaries of Quran. And how they look at every ayat and every word is amazing. Every mufassir, commentator of Quran, has his style of making tafsir of Quran. Today I'll discuss just one way of how some of us series make tarjuma or how they make tafsir of Quran. They say that in Quran there are different types, different subject matters. One is da'watul anbiya, uslubu da'watil anbiya, uslubu da'wati ilahi. Mizaj ahli haq, mizaj ahli batil. Dalile afaqi, dalile ufuqi. These are all terms used. But this will give us some understanding. When you find in Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala uses the word qul, say, oh my Nabi, say to the people, this the term as Ustub da'wati anbiya. This is the style Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam to give da'wat and call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Nabi, say to the people. So when you say qul in the Quran, we can understand thereafter, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving da'wat and calling the people. Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Say, I seek refuge in the Rabb of the Falaq, in the Rabb of the Nas. فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ نُوحَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. I said, استغفروا, that make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wherever we find in the Quran, قُلْ, understand thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in the Nabi, that now call the people towards me. Then the style of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving da'wat and calling towards himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say in the Quran, هُوَ اللَّهُ, هُوَ اللَّهُ. Allah is introducing himself to mankind, that this is Allah. He's a Khaliq, he's a Malik, he's Quddus, he's Salam. So when a person reading Quran Sharif to open his heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling me towards his greatness. This is the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then different ayahs of Quran, where Allah ta'ala explains the mizaj, the temperament of the people of haqq, the people of the truth, how they will react to different incidents. And the people of batil, how they will react, people of falsehood, how they will react. This was an example. When it comes to Fir'aun, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنِ ذَرُونِ أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى. Fir'aun said to the people around him, that leave me, I wish to kill Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, that he wishes to take you away from my deen, and to create mischief on the earth. This was his way of threatening the people. And the people of batil, over and over again, they will threaten the people of haqq and truth. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam in Quran, the style of the people of haqq, he responded and he said that, O my people, inni uthu bi rabbi wa rabbikum min kulli mutakabbirin. That I take refuge in Allah. He didn't threaten him. But he turned to Allah. I take refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from every proud person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in Quran how the people of batil, how their minds work, and the people of haqq, how they will respond. And finally, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dalila ufuqi, dalila afaqi. Allah subhanahu, dalili nafsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows you dalil and proofs in yourself wa fi anfusikum. That, O insan, look within yourself, you will find me. You'll see my qudrat, my power, my beauty. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about things wa duha, wa shamsi wa duhaha. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing you these are natural proofs that you can see around the world, showing to my greatness. That when you go out in the morning from the masjid, every person likes to see documentaries. See Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's documentary. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking out the sun in the morning, everything comes to life. And then the day will reach the climax. Then once again, when it comes towards sunset, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's documentary so-called is coming to an end. The curtains are closing, the phones are going quiet, engines are switching off, children are going to sleep. Allah ta'ala says, look around, you will find me, you will find my qudrat. So in the Quran Sharif itself, a person has to study a little bit of Quran, the translation, his salah will become of a different quality, different level. And behind the imam on his own also, he will enjoy the salah. Allah ta'ala gives understanding, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.